una familia, una isla, una familia, una isla, una familia.
One island, one people. One of the chants outside the offices of Dominican-born New York City Councilmember Yadonis Rodriguez last night. People gathered in Washington Heights to denounce the lynching of Tulili, a Dominican-born of Haitian descent. Tulili was found lynched from a tree in a public park in Santiago on Wednesday. Police there said the motive was robbery. The police quickly rejected racism as a motive, but Dominicans in New York City tell a very different story. They say the police scapegoated the victim to intimidate Dominican Haitians.
We are so sorry. We are traumatized for this painful reality.
Father Luis Barrios is with Holyrood Church in Washington Heights.
Well, Tulili was a victim of all this anti-Haitian negrophobia, anti-racism that is happening in the Dominican Republic for a lot of years.
No racismo herede, no racismo herede. No racismo.
The Dominican Republic's government stripped citizenship for more than 200,000 Dominicans of Haitian descent. They offered a three-month re-registration period, which closed February 1st, but it was rife with diversionary tactics by police and civil servants to keep Dominican Haitians from registering.
We feel this was a clear act of terror and a racialized act of violence. To send a message to Dominicans in general, but in particular Dominicans of Haitian descent and Haitian migrants.
Mourners for Tulili outside Councilman Rodriguez's office want the City Council to pass a resolution condemning the denationalization of the Dominican Haitian people, while Councilmember Rodriguez issued a statement asking for a thorough investigation into the murder of the young man. The statement doesn't go far enough, according to Rocio Silverio with the We Are All Dominican Coalition.
We are gathered specifically in front of our councilman's office, Yadonis Rodriguez, because we want Dominican American elected officials who claim to be about immigrant rights and anti-police brutality to extend that message to the country of our birth for some of us and the country of the birth of our parents, and to say that we do not stand for this kind of violence and alienation. Which obviously has led to a climate that allowed for this act of violence to occur.
Alexis Francisco is a member of the Dominican community from the Bronx. He was horrified to hear about the lynching of the young man.
If the Dominican electeds here in New York would make a strong statement and denounce this, we could move the Dominican population here in the city, which has a strong impact on the government back home for, you know. And so if we could really get our people out here saying this is not a thing that we're about, we cannot stand silent and watch this happening in our country for all the reasons that it's happening, economic, you know, political, we could actually have an impact back home.
Meanwhile, Dominicans of Haitian descent are vulnerable to threats of deportation from the country of their birth. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.